Hello, this is Ava Mayella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Astrology with Ava. I am doing an episode that's kind of like my Spotify Wrapped, a couple of songs from there. And then a fun new one that my cousin just released, so I'm excited to show that to you guys. But I'm just going to get started. Kind of funny, but first song is Concussion by Girl House, and I really like the song. I listened to it a lot when I went to Paris, and I think I was just like really feeling my feelings, so I kind of latched onto it, but it is a really good song, so I hope you guys enjoy, and apologies if the tech is weird. Let's see if it's gonna work. I think we're good. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
Concussion by Girl House. My headphones are being super weird and they're making it seem like the audio isn't good. So hopefully it is. Yeah, so I thought that the next song, I like made this playlist earlier today with just, like I said, songs from my Spotify Wrapped. And since that first one was like all that I was listening to when I was coming home from Paris, I thought I would listen, or I guess I'm listening, but show you guys the song that I also was listening to at that time. That I just kind of love. It's Jay's Lullaby. Yeah, I just feel like it's hard to find songs that, like, I don't know, pinpoint this, like, specific feeling. So I just really like the song, and also it's so calming and peaceful. The first half of this is pretty peaceful, and then we start kind of speeding up the songs with the tempo, because my cousin's new song, which is so cool, is a little bit more fast-paced, so I was like, all right, we'll slowly get into that. But yeah, so enough from me. This is Jay's Lullaby. Hope you guys enjoy.
Darling, I'd wait for you even if you didn't ask me to. Tie a lasso and bring it on down to you. I'd bottle the feeling you give me, shelf that stuff for years to come. 'Cause baby, when your arms are around me, I'd swear I'd give you the sun if you asked me. You could have all of the time. You could have the stars and the trees when dividing up the universe.
You could have.
the universe, you could have mine. You could have mine. You could have mine.
I just really like that song. That was Jay's Lullaby by Delaney Bailey. I also just really love the lyric of, like, I'll give you the sun, because I feel like I know this other song by this artist who's coming up next. This is a bit of an intro and also just me talking. Is Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers, and a lot of people, like, connect to that song. And it's all about, like, giving someone the moon, which, I mean, I love the moon. Like, let's talk about it. I think the moon is great, but I don't know. I just feel like, for some reason, when listening to this song for the first time, I was like, I just love the idea of, like, giving someone the sun instead, and, like, the brightness and, like, the happiness of it, you know? I don't know. Kind of interesting. I just love how, like, lyrics do that, you know? Okay, so the next song is I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. This was big on my Spotify Wrapped because I listened to it so much during last winter break and, like, kind of this time period, so it's kind of cool that I'm listening to it now because I haven't really listened to it a lot since then. I hope you guys enjoy. I'm gonna cut off the screams at the end, sorry, like, director decision. I don't think we need that. I usually skip it, so yeah, anyways, enjoy.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. You had to go. I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park, we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while, you went quiet. And I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me. But you come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home. A bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know, I know.
This is the best part of the song. Fun fact.
Slot machines, fear of God.
Okay. Sorry to those of you who really want to scream. I tried to let it like stay playing for the first little round and just made it a little quieter. Yeah, it's not a screaming moment for me right now. Anyways, the next song is the one before my cousin's song for my lovely family members that are listening and wondering when that will be. But the next song is, this is just such a funny playlist, Pressure to Party, very fun, by Julia Jacklin. Oh, did I not say? It was I Know the End. Phoebe Bridgers was the last song we just had. Yeah, Pressure to Party, Julia Jacklin. I love this song. It's saying that it's country, which I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Really like this song. It's just so this time period. Like, I remember when I was first started listening to it, it was this summer, and it just feels so like late teens, early 20s of like figuring your life out and like all of these connections and how there's just like, it's very fluid. I don't know. I really like it. It feels like it would be in like a coming of age movie, or I guess not even like a coming of age movie. Like, what's the name for the movie that's like after that? That one. But yeah, so hope you guys enjoy. It's a little bit more upbeat compared to what we just listened to. So yeah, this is Pressured Party. So that was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin, and yay, it is time for the next song, which is Lost It by Talking Points. My lovely cousin Jack is in a band, and this is their first single, and it's super exciting. He played a lot of shows, I don't think with this band, but just in general, at Cornell, and now he's just having some fun, having a little music moment, and I love it. I mean, like, growing up, every single holiday, it would be trying to either create a song or like cover a song with my cousins. And like Jack's always just been super musical and music runs in the family. And so it's just really cool to like see this song be released. I really like it. Obviously, I'm biased. And I think everyone in the band is very talented. I don't know who's listening, but I think everyone's super talented and it's just a really good song. So hope you guys enjoy. Once again, it is, the name of the song is Lost It by Talking Points. Hope you guys enjoy.
Underneath your fingertips, never thought that you would get a grip like this. Lost it all, not just a little. When I saw you there, knew in a minute that I needed you. Found my somebody and I needed you, needed you. Underneath your fingertips, never thought that you would get a grip like this. Oh, lost it all, not just a little. When I saw you there, knew in a minute that I needed you. Found my somebody and I needed you, needed you. Underneath your fingertips, never thought that you would get a grip like this.
Oh my goodness, I love that song. I was just having a little dance party in the WMFO studio, which I only do to really good songs. So I love that song. My cousin's actually singing in it, which is super exciting. Oh, so talented. I'm going to sound like one of our like extended family members. So talented, Jack. But like literally so talented, Jack. Oh my God. Yeah, so thank you to everyone who was listening to my radio show to hear that song. I'm going to keep on playing some other ones from my Spotify wrap. That one was sadly not in my Spotify wrap because it did just come out, but I have a good feeling about next year. I feel like it'll be in there. Yeah, so love you, Jack. Love the song. And next up, we're going to go to a very fun one. My top artist for this year was Maisie Peters. And it's funny because I haven't been listening to a lot of Maisie Peters recently. I think that there's one particular time period of my life that just really carried with it. And my dad and my sister both also had Maisie Peters as like our top artists, but Madison and I had like 2,200 minutes listened, and my dad was kind of lacking. So I think that's a little embarrassing. I'm just not really a true fan of Maisie in the way that Madison and I were. But anyways, I'm totally just kidding. This next song is I'm Trying Not Friends. I just think it's so addictive. And then the other Maisie Peters song I'm playing, because of course I'm playing two, is going to be the last song of this radio show. And I cannot wait to just dig into that and talk about it. But yeah, so this is I'm Trying Not Friends. And it just is so good. Enjoy.
To a penny, and I've been trying to make a big step forward. Saw you, it was awkward, nothing like a thought would happen, I was so in love, and I don't come off in the wash, kinda hope it does, oh, cause you're seeing someone pretty, and I hate her guts, so I'll be telling you she's nice on the bus home. We were bad, but we're gonna be good, it didn't work like I thought it would, and I resent you just a little if I'm honest, but one of us has gotta try to keep a promise. I'm trying. Three shots, lemon drops, one for being lost and alone in your early 20s, one for being obsessed with someone who puts you secondary, one for calling guys with guitars in a cemetery. Just me, okay, if I'm being frank, I want a sorry, but I'll settle for a handshake, cause I'm the baby, but I'm gonna be the bigger man, babe. So many blank slates, I could build a whole fucking house. We were bad, but we're gonna be good, it didn't work like I thought it would. Somewhere in between, cause you're awful and I miss you and I killed you in my dream last night. Even then you didn't care, it's a low, and even in my dreams you still don't want me there. Got friends, got at least a healthy five. Yeah, some people think I'm funny, baby, don't look so surprised. We think that your girlfriend is a bore, but we're nice to her in public cause we're grown up and mature. Not friends, cause when I asked you on the train why you hurt me and you couldn't really actually explain, I cried, then I told you it was cool. God, you haven't changed. We were bad, but we're gonna be good. It didn't work like I thought it would. And I resent you just a little if I'm honest. But one of us has gotta try to keep a promise. And I swore that I'd swallow my pride. And you swore you would do better this time. Well, I might be bitter and twisted and broken and petty and lying. And you might be awful like all of the time. Yeah, it's almost inspiring. But at least I'm trying. At least I'm trying.
I love that song. I love screaming that song. That was I'm Trying Not Friends by Maisie Peters. Maisie Peters just writes music for like such a specific, it's just like toxic feminine energy, and I kind of love it. Like, I just love it. Okay, so the next song is one that I kind of latched on to. When did I latch on to this song? I think it was probably like literally April. Yeah, it was in April of last year, and that's because it's when it came out. It's called Mean in all capitals, exclamation point, by Madeline the Person. And I really like this song. It just has this, like, I think the backing track to the vocals, it's just addicting. And I'm kind of worried about listening to it right now because I feel like I'm just going to be listening to it a lot. But yeah, I think at that time period, I was like working through just like some past stuff. I was like rethinking about like certain people and like their relationships to me in general. And I was just like, I love this song. This is so good to listen to. I don't know. But apparently, Madeline the Person is like dating this random guy who went to my high school. That is a fun fact that my sister shared with me, which I just found so funny because I was like, here's this song that's like so meaningful to me. And she was like, yeah, also, here's this information. But okay, yeah, I'm gonna stop talking. Hope you guys enjoy it.
you said I take too much space, half an inch from my face, and you meant it. You grabbed my hands and you smiled as you kicked me right out my own sentence. I'm glad you got the chance to be honest. I'm happy for you. There goes years of my progress. You said I take too much space. Now I know what you meant when you said it. One thing I like about me is that I'm nothing like you, and I never will be. Someone who loves how it sounds when they speak. You're not telling. Truth, no, you're just being mean. You're just being one thing. Just to cry, had this look in your eye like you won. Oh, but I can't be surprised. You care less the more damage you've done. I'm glad you're working through all your issues. Projecting on me will never be the way to fix you. You said I take too much space, and right now I can't shake how it stung. That I'm nothing like you, and I never will be. Someone who loves how it sounds when they speak. You're not telling the truth, no, you're just being mean. You're just being one thing.
I just think that song is so pretty. That was Mean! Exclamation point by Madeline the Person. I found myself so funny. All right. So next up, we have Ride or Die by Hippocampus. I don't know if I've played this song yet on my radio show. I probably have. But my dad actually sent this to me at the end of last school year when it came out. And was like, you have to play this on the radio. I think it was during the summer because I was like, I can't physically do that right now. I'm in Vermont with you. But just love the song. Once again, good energy. Probably why I listened to it so much and it was on my Spotify Wrapped. Huh. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy. This is Ryder. Oh, actually, one more thing. I saw Hippocampus in person. Best energy ever. And I am really hoping to see them this June. So everyone, please manifest for me. All right, enjoy.
From my look, get by from my love, you can see right through me. If you wanna go and get high from my love, make you cry from my love, like you said you knew me. If you wanna go and waste time from my love, pay no mind to my love, you could walk right through me. If you wanna go outside from my love, ride or die from my love, could you see right through me?
All right. So that was Ride or Die by Hippocampus. And the next song I'm going to play is Want Me by Baby Queen. I love the song. This song is just straight energy. Yeah. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
I thought that I was pretty so that I could turn you on. I had a dream you called me pretty and I told you you were wrong, and that I look for parts of you in every person that I meet because my brain is dissipated and you're where it used to be. And it's so typical of me to get so easily obsessed, but in my head we're in my bedroom and you're getting undressed. I want to take you to a rock show and kiss you in a bathroom stall. I want to tell you that you're mine and put you up against a wall like a painting or a poster of a teenage crush. I play it out inside my head as if you're with me on the bus and we're talking and you inside my mind. I say you can't because I lost it when I knew you were alive. I'll go anywhere you wanna go. Take me to places that I don't know. I'll go anywhere you wanna go. Why don't you swap me for your shadow? So I'll be everywhere that you'll be. And I'll go anywhere you want me. Yeah, I'll go anywhere you want me. Want me, want me if you want me.
Look, I'm 20 something, so I tell myself to just grow up. Ditch my fascination with this unrequited love. I spent the whole day trying to convince myself you're nothing special, you're like everybody else. And I stay home cause all my friends are getting bored of me. I find a way to fit your name in every sentence that I speak. I swear to God I'm not insane, but all the flags are red if I'm lying on the floor typing your name into the internet.
I'll go anywhere you wanna go. Take me to places I don't know. J'ai le trait doué un peu pour avoir l'air romantique, dangereux et mystérieux. Je pense que mes voix sonneront plus jolies comme ça. Je me suis décu, tu m'aimerais mieux. Je ferai tout ce que tu es, j'efface.
That was Want Me by Baby Queen. Next up, I'm kind of rushing because we got a couple. We're going to do, going to make a choice. We're going to do Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. It's a short one. I really like this song. Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that song, hence why I played it. I don't really have a lot of like very fun intros to these ones, except for the last one, so I'm just kind of rushing through them. But next up is Need Your Love, and this is like Charlie XCX, but it's the Japanese wallpaper version. And I really like this. It's funny. This song was played. I was stalking a radio show, and it was like a training session, and the person that was like not the person I was stalking played this song, and I was like, huh, I really like this song. So then I kind of grabbed it, and now it's mentally mine. Yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
I need it even when it hurts.
I put my headphones back on because I have things to say about this last song. So the one that we just played was Need Your Love. It's the Japanese Wallpaper remix, originally by Charlie XCX. And yeah, that's it on that one. I kind of explained it. I just like it. I stole it. But this last one, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to turn 20, because I was talking to my sweet mates about this, and 19 is such a weird age. It's like, you're not really a teenager. Like, I'm very far from my little 16-year-old moment. But also, I'm not feeling like I'm adulting at all. And I just think that, like, being in my 20s is going to be something I'm really excited about. Something I actually was really looking forward to. And I started really thinking about this summer, because I was like, huh, this is a really cool time of my life. Like, let me figure out exactly who I want to be for these next 10 years. And that's kind of how I do it. I'm like, what do I want to be for these next couple of years? Instead of like, what am I going to be when I die? You know? And I feel like it's more of a flow. Makes me feel better about it. But this song really just feels like that for me. It's funny because there's only like one reference to the fact that Maisie is like 20 when she wrote this song. But I don't know. It's like, honestly, not even the best song on the album. Just for some reason, it really is my little favorite. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to sign off after because I actually will have time tonight. So you will hear from me again. Enjoy. This is You Signed Up For It.
Probably upset right now. I still haven't got my driver's license, and I am sorry to make it about myself again, but you signed up for this. You signed up for this. You signed up for this. Shout if you want. And I am sorry to make it about myself again, but you signed up for this.
All right. I was trying to think of like something that I could say at the end of that song that would be deep and reflective. But honestly, no. I think that it's just a really good song, and it's really good for kind of this time period that I'm going to be entering soon. I'm an Aquarius, so it'll be January 24th. Yeah, and it's like just very college, you know? But okay. I see that the next person is here. I hope that you enjoy their radio show. You should definitely listen to it. I'm sure it'll be very good. I'm just going to play some random automated music now, so it's going to be a little scary. I don't know what part of the song it is or what song it is, so enjoy that. Let me just sign off. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a lovely week, and yeah, I will see you next week. So enjoy this fun random song. I'll be lost out.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time look like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that.